Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
UST, UST, UST. This is K1RA activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL subaudible tone of 167.9 Hz. My name is Andy, and I am your net control operator this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on the air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its nets. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can engage in information sharing in between our regularly monthly club meetings and club breakfast. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, net control may offer or solicit a general question for comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many who may be new to the hobby, to join in an on-the-air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have related to amateur radio or your technical activities this week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join should say their entire call. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities this past week, and offer any responses to any topics or questions posed by the net control operator or other participating hams. If you have information for the group, you should unkey and wait for the beep to indicate the repeater timer reset for passing information. Note that this repeater has a 3-minute timeout timer. At the conclusion of the comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. This is K1RA. This is a QST for all amateurs. Announcements this week, some relating to FARA. Note that our APRS system operates on 144.390 MHz, is currently offline. That is currently in my possession. Thanks to John, KX4O, who installed it. I believe it's been about 1 week ago now. That is in a rebuild stage, so more to follow as that system gets back online. Also note our 70-centimeter repeater on 442.250 MHz, same PL as this repeater, is active and operating. We will have a roll call check-in on that UHF repeater after this net concludes for those wishing to check their UHF 70-centimeter equipment. Other news, FARA has a monthly meeting the second Thursday of this month. That will be the 9th. That is held at 7:15 p.m. at the PATH Foundation building in Warrenton. There is an upcoming VE test session coming up on the 18th. And, of course, our club breakfast the last Saturday of the month on the 25th. Please see our website, w4va.org. for more information, details, and times. Now I will ask, are there any club members who have any further announcements for the net? Please call now. Okay, and finally, do we have anyone wishing to put up anything for sale or any wants to buy? Please call now. Okay, very good. Let's see, as far as a topic for the net this evening, being the first day of November, we are fresh into the fall radio sport contest season. For those who are familiar with radio sport or contesting, it's a facet of the hobby in which amateurs operate on, in this case, during the fall season, HF frequencies, using usually sideband, that's voice, or Morse code on CW, and occasionally RTTY, radio teletype, and some other digital modes. Contest sponsors usually pick a weekend in the fall season to run their contests, and they are both international contests and national contests. So I guess the general topic for this evening is, have you ever operated a contest? Are you interested in radio sport or attempting to compete, whether against yourself or against others? And maybe what sort of experience or activities have you had in the past when it comes to a particular contest? Do you have a favorite one that you like to operate or a particular mode of contesting? So this concludes the QST. At this time, I invite check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in the net. Again, you don't have to be a FARA member to join in. Please state your call sign and listen for acknowledgement by the net control operator. Each participant will be called in order recognized. Any stations wishing to join the net tonight, please call now.
This is K1HTV. K3FR. KZ4TWB.
W4RKU.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Uniform India.
K7TRB.
KW4TO.
K2PI.
Hey, very good. I'll recognize those who've called in. K1HTV, Dad, good evening. Ron, K3FR. Tim, KZ4TWB. W4KU, Gil, KM4OZH, Mike, KQ4EUI, Gordon, K7TRB, Glenn, KW4TO, and Harv, K2PI. Are there any others wishing to check into the FARANET tonight? Please call now. Yeah, I believe that was our DX Rockville check-in, and I think it was Kilo, all I got was Foxtrot, Foxtrot, but I believe it's, is it Kilo Charlie 3 Bravo Fox Fox or Papa Fox Fox? So try again. Yeah, propagation is not shining on you tonight. You're just barely keying up the machine. I'll come back to you, and hopefully your signal gets better, but please ask before carrying on whether or not you're making the machine. Any others wishing to check into the net tonight, please call K1RA now.
This is KE7EX Mobile.
Okay, I've got Matt, KE7EX Mobile. I'll put you at the top of the list. Any others wishing to check in, please call now. This is K1RA. Okay, hearing no other check-ins. Again, kind of the topic for the evening, beginning actually this past weekend, the CQ Worldwide DX Phone Contest, an international phone contest, started out the contest season. We have an assortment of DX and stateside North America-based contests coming up this month. And have you ever operated a contest? Are you interested in radio sport? What your activities may have been in the past? Do you have a favorite contest? Otherwise, let us know what you're doing in the hobby this week, any challenges, any accomplishments. And we'll start with Matt, KE7EX. Over to you.
Good evening, Andy. K1RA in the net. This is KE7EX Mobile. Headed back from Herndon, just helping my folks out with some chores. And I am not a contester. I enjoy CW, and I enjoy the straight key SKCC channel frequencies. Enjoy QRP, checking in. My project on the workbench this week is troubleshooting my VHF FM rig and trying to make sure it's got a full 50 watts output. So we're going to work on that. Back to net, 73KE7EX.
Hey, Matt, great. Well, good luck with troubleshooting and debugging the radio. I know my dad has a radio I lent him that I don't think is putting out any power on 70 centimeters, but maybe he'll chime in with what the progress he's made with his bench work. Okay, on the QRP, actually, to mention, there's SKCC, NAQCC,
I'm sure a couple others in the QRP community here will chime in, but they have a couple of good, usually short contests. There's also some QRP fox hunts as well on HF. So all in the name of a radio sport. So very good, Matt. Have a good evening. Thanks for checking in. Dad, K1HTV, over to you.
Andy K1RA in the net from K1HTV in Amosville. Let's see, activities. 6 meters has been teasing us down here. I know the guys up in the northeast, up in the Maine, New Hampshire area, have been working some pretty decent DX over some trans-equatorial DX. WW1L in Maine had, today worked Namibia, South Africa, 3B8 in Mauritius, 3B9 in Rodriguez Island. ZS, South Africa. I say South Africa, it's twice, I guess. He worked more than one. He worked two stations in Namibia on sideband, and he said they were S9. The guys are running 100 watts in a four-element Yagi. So for them, it's opened up some pretty good F2. The solar flux has climbed now. It's 159. Tonight, 159. The K-index is 1. In the past, I found out that as far as 6 meters goes, the guys in New England will see the openings usually a couple weeks before we do down here. So hoping if the sun continues to increase in solar flux, the numbers increase, and then maybe we'll start seeing some really good DX on 6 meters. Been trying to trace some noise that's appeared in the past couple of weeks to the east of me. I did a little driving today, and on the way back from Warrington, took a side trip to a road just east of me, about a mile away, and found some severe noise for the full 2 miles of the road between Route 229 and 211. And I put a call into Lee Taylor, who's my contact over at Rappahannock Electric. He's been very good in tracing noises. This is probably the worst I've ever heard of a noise on 1700 kilohertz. So the 160 meter band is badly affected. It also is very noticeable as high as 6 and 2 meters, to the point where it's got maybe a 7 or 8 dB noise increase when I beam to the east and the northeast, which is not good for when trying to work into Europe. So I'm hoping they'll be able to solve the issue. As far as contests, for almost 2 decades, operated the CQ Worldwide and the ARRL DX phone and CW contest over at Multi-Op Station W3LPL in Glenwood, Maryland, operating the 160 position. And did a lot of contesting there. I've done CW sweepstakes. It used to be a fun contest for me. I don't find it fun anymore, so I don't operate it. But I do have either 6 or 8 plaques on the wall for sweepstakes for division or section awards, just for sweepstakes. And looking back, I've got a booklet full of certificates from about the contest. So I guess you can call me a contester. Spent many years with Andy, W8ZN, and the Grid Pirates up on Spruce Knob doing VHF contests 2 or 3 times a year, at least twice a year, and did a lot of operating. Still operate here at the VHF contests, ARRL, and the CQ1 in July. So do like to do contesting, but kind of backing off on the on some of the ones I don't like to work. I think that's about it. I think I covered all the bases here. So back to Matt, back to Andy, and thanks for doing that, Andy. K1RA from K1HTV.
Hey, Dad, thanks very much for your comments. I'll note that as far as F2 goes on the bands, I've been monitoring 40 megahertz, the 8-meter band, which a number of European countries have. Over the past couple of days, copied SV out of Greece, LX out of Luxembourg, ON out of Belgium, and 9A5 out of Croatia. So bands have been picking up with the increased solar activity. Ron, K3FR, I know you've operated a contest or two, and what have you been up to this week? This is K1RA.
Yep, K1RA, this is Headlinette, this is K3FR. And yes,
As a matter of fact, this is a contest call sign. I chose it specifically when I moved to Western Pennsylvania, just to be because I had a fairly long one for CW, when they were shorting things up there. I started out, my first contest was actually a VHF QSO party. Actually, it was a VHF sweepstakes in 1960 from northern New Jersey. And I contested for several years there as my parents' home. State QSO parties, VHF QSO parties, sweepstakes. I think the ones that I like the most are Field Day. And I used to, like Rich, I used to enjoy the sweepstakes. I've been out of it for quite a while. I'm gonna try this year QRP in the sweepstakes. Being that I'm a handicapped antenna situation, I'm just gonna go and see what I can make. Pick up a few contacts, a few sections, and do that. Other than that, I'm always I fiddle my VHF setup here constantly. For VHF, for improved VHF utility and performance, make it a little bit easier for me. Though I'm not ready to do it on low bands yet, I have been working SO2R, single operator two radio mode on the VHF contest, and I like it an awful lot. It's been very, very nice to be able to listen to one band and work somebody on the other band. Basically having two radios, two bands going at the same time, and enjoying being able to just bounce contacts back and forth between the two. That's it. I haven't done very much else this week. I had a cold on Sunday. Didn't do too good. K1RA, K3FR.
Hey, Ron, thanks for your comments. And, yeah, good deal on the SO2R. That's a station that you strive to configure and get working and working seamlessly once you've had a couple of years under your belt, for sure. Not an easy thing to put together effectively. And operate as well. So those who are looking to get into the hobby, concentrate on one radio and one band, but there's definitely room for growth, and SO2R is really a lot of fun when you perfect it. And I would think from Pennsylvania, K3FR, wasn't there a radio club up there? FRC, Frankfurt Radio Club. So not sure if you remember them back in the day. Anyhow, next we have Tim, KZ4TWB. I know you're fairly newly licensed, but any experience in the radio sport or contesting yet? Go ahead.
K1RA, this is KZ4TWB. First of what I've been doing is really not a whole lot since Sunday, but I've been reading my ARRL Handbook for Radio Communications about the entire set, so I'm going to read that. All the volumes front to back to help improve my ham radio skills. I did pick up Joe Carr's loop antenna handbook because I'm interested in loop antennas, so eventually I'll start to read that. And a couple of nights this week I've listened to CQ on some of the lower bands, but that's pretty much all I've been doing. As far as getting into contests, I've read some rules on them, and I've heard some here and there, but I really don't know much about them. So they do sound neat, but the first time I'd probably need to participate with another ham to learn the ins and outs and what actually happens during the contest. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Oh, and one more thing is I'm starting my general class tomorrow. It runs from November to January 11th, so I will be doing that every Thursday, so hopefully I can get my general license. So that's pretty much all I got. This is KD4PWD back there at K1RA.
Okay, Tim, great. Well, good luck, and getting the loop antenna and reading up more on that and the building process. A nice thing about ham radio, a lot of DIY. If you like that kind of stuff and hands-on, great hobby to use to that effect. Good luck getting your general.
Oh,
and, of course, if and when you get your general, that'll really open up the HF bands to you and give you a good way to get into some of these HF contests. Although as a tech, you can get on 10 meters phone, as well as some of the CW 40 and 80 meter bands. But if you're looking more for just contests, when they happen, and rules and regulations, there's a pretty good website. You can Google contest calendar. That's sponsored by WA7BNM, Whiskey Alpha 7 Bravo, November, Mexico. They have a lot of good links to the sponsors' contests, our dates and times, et cetera. And, you learn the exchange, usually maybe a signal report or a serial number in your state or maybe your world zone. And in and out is pretty easy to make an exchange. So don't worry about stumbling, but definitely get your feet wet. And we've got folks here in the club who'd be willing to help you out once you're into that aspect of the hobby. Kevin, W4RKU, how you doing? Go ahead from K1RA.
K1RA, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Andy. Thanks for doing the net tonight. As far as contesting, the first contest I ever did was AQP as a member of this club. And I've done more and more. Don't have the attention span to really compete and to try to win anything, but I like to play around in them. Usually digital CW contests are my, where I go. The only time I use sideband is the AQP. So, but they're enjoyable. Even if I work at one for 4 hours, it's still fun. It's an opportunity to chase DX sometimes, depending on the contest. I haven't done too much. I downloaded a few pictures from the ISS. They seem to have gotten the SSTV working again up there. And I've worked A25R Botswana three times on CW and once on FT8, and they've been loud. So, I mean, they were really easy to get, even though they were in a it was in a pileup. So that was a great opportunity to get them, and they're great operators too. So just kind of doing that kind of stuff. So that's all I have for tonight. K1RA, W4RKU, back to the net.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Well, VAQP, that's a contest for those who don't know. It's called the Virginia QSO Party, the contest event that happens in March. This club is very active in that. The contest includes both the HF, VHF, and UHF bands, voice, code, and digital. So lots of room to play and get your feet wet. It's a contest that involves activating and trying to work all the counties within Virginia as well as the independent cities. And as you said, Kevin, some of these contests, whether they be international or stateside, a great way to pick up your 50 states if you're looking to get worked all states or reach your 100 country goal for DXCC. So an easy way to find people on the air. Bands get very crowded. Usually everybody is well represented. And, of course, you don't have to compete against the top guns, in the top 10. You can set goals for yourself, compete against yourself every year, as many of us do. Just try to improve our own personal best. Gil, I know you've got a contest or two under your belt. KM4OZH in the group from K1RA. Go ahead.
K1RA, this is KM4OZH. Oh, good evening, Andy, and everybody on the net. Yeah, radio sport. I guess that's what I'm doing. That's not the direction I intended when I got my license. It was certainly not the direction
Hey, Gil, very good. Well, you know, since 2016, and now I've seen you in the top 10 in VHF contests, and in the record holder in the top 10 results in some of the VHF contests, and winning the category in VAQP. So yeah, you've come a long way. I'm glad to hear you're enjoying it and sticking with it. Yeah, it can really be an adrenaline rush when you work that long haul DX contact, or you're at the end of a big pile up when you're calling CQ, and everybody wants to work your county or your grid square. It's really a lot of fun. Mike, KQ4EUI, over to you tonight, and how are you doing this week? K1RA.
K1RA and the rest of the net. This is KQ4EUI, Mike in Amosville. Thanks, Andy, for doing the net, and it's really nice to hear you all on the net this evening. With respect to contesting, I haven't really had much exposure to it. Maybe as I learn a little bit more about it, it might fire my rather limited imagination a little bit more than it has so far. So, yeah, maybe as just as I get more experience in the hobby, I'll start to take an interest in that and try it a few. That's about it. Thanks again, Andy, for taking the net, and this is KQ4EUI. Back to net control.
Hey, very good, Mike. And I guess to yours and Tim's comments about, you know, not really knowing too much about it, probably the best contest to get your feet wet is the Virginia QSO Party, especially since honorary member Mike KA4RRU, who lives down in Catlett, opens up his basement station, which I believe has something like 7 or 8 operating positions, and he invites folks to come in from the club, opens the station to FARA. We use our W4VA call sign and put Fauquier County on the air in a big way. And it's a great place for both newbies and old-timers alike to share in the contest, get a little Elmering, get your feet wet, and see if you like it. So better paying attention around the March month, and as the announcements go out, you'll see more about VAQP and invitations to attend. Gordon, K7TRB, welcome to the Mesh. I've seen you on 900 megahertz recently, Mesh-tastic. And how's your tower going? How's that paper pushing? K7TRB, over to you.
K1RA and the net is K7TRB. Yeah, as far as contesting, I've done a limited amount. I mean, I did in high school way back. It's the only field days I've operated, when you hauled 50-pound separates to the field and towed by a military surplus generator, etc. But I did that, and then I think I had fun just almost playing games, like mean in a way, maybe. When I was in Rwanda, I operated some of the state contests, so guys were just kind of stunned to hear DX coming at them. Operating a state contest was kind of fun just to get reactions. The tower project is going pretty good. I've got the building permit from the city, paid my fees. That's good to go, except they just want to see the hole, make sure that, you know, the ground preparation is good, and then everything's good to go that way. HOA approved the previous installation when it was off the deck, and the way the regulations are written, it's almost written for the for the antenna, no more than 35 feet high, just matches perfectly, and centered in the property, you know, the proper distance from all the houses and everything, and they quote a bunch of regs that just almost makes it unstoppable with HOA, so I got to get my neighbor's signature on it and get that off to the HOA, and my thing is they got about 20 days to decide, so may not get it up before the snow flies, but I may get a hole dug in preparation for it, and then hope for decent weather to throw some concrete in. So that's about it as far as that. I think it's been a journey getting that going for the tower, but I think I'm going to get there. So back to that, K1RA, K7TRB.
Okay, very good, Gordon. We'll keep us posted on progress with the paperwork, and once you're ready to start erecting the tower, please let us know. There's a couple of us in the club who are willing to back over there and be back on the air in a big way. Glenn, KW4TO, how are you doing tonight? I think you've dabbled in contesting maybe a little bit, maybe from our lands of Hawaii. How are you doing tonight, K1RA?
Very good. This is Glenn, KW4TO in Madison. Yeah, so in terms of what's been going on this week. This weekend is the Summits on the Air workshop in Stanton, Saturday morning, and then we will be dispersing out to the mountaintops and starting to activate around 2 p.m. If you check out the SOTA website, there will be some spots for people you can chase. So even though SOTA is not a contest, I think you could put it in the sporting category. So that's my probably favorite thing to do is HFCW. And I'm a relatively new ham. I started in 2016 being active. And I found contesting was a great way as beginner CW to learn CW because you're repeating over and over call signs. And so it kind of keeps the QSOs to a certain narrower focus of conversation. So I just found it a really great way to learn CW and kind of push your skill level up. One of the most memorable contests was while I was living in Hawaii, they do something called the Grid Madness once a year. And it's a VHF contest where you try to collect as many grid squares as possible. And it's a really big deal over there. And because of the topo, you know, you have a lot of valleys and mountains that are like 10,000 feet. So the winners were frequently go to a mountaintop on Maui, which is halfway between Oahu and the Big Island. So from 10,000 feet on Maui, you could hit all of Oahu, all of Maui, and all of the Big Island. So that was people got really into it, yeah, finding the optimal location. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And the Virginia CUSA party, my tip there is if you look at all the different categories, some of them don't have a lot of entries. So like this past one, I did QRP CW only, and there's a lot less competition there than the bigger categories. Really enjoy the topic tonight. Back to net control. This is Glenn, KW4TO.
Hey, Glenn, very good. Well, yeah, you bring up a couple of good points, especially about CW and contests. Yeah, a lot of these contests, as I mentioned earlier, they have very kind of strict template format exchanges. So it's usually, you know, maybe an RST, so three numbers, maybe a two-letter state or a three-letter county, or maybe a power level, 100 watts, or KW for kilowatt. Some of them have a zone number, 05, for this last contest weekend, East Coast. And knowing kind of what to expect really helps you in hearing numbers at a faster speed. Usually most contesters are on overdrive anyway, but it kind of forces you to pay attention and try to pick them up and not be dawdling away at 5 words per minute. So good way to boost code speed for sure. And yeah, very good on Hawaii and the DXing. Actually, I recall a fellow N6NB, Wayne Overbeck, out in California, who would fly out to Hawaii and based on watching certain weather forecasts and timing it right such that he could get up on one of the volcanoes and work back across the Pacific Ocean to California. He set some pretty big DX, VHF, and UHF records by going to some of those high locations and catching some of those across-the-water openings. Harv, how are you doing this evening? Over to you, K2PI from K1RA.
Good evening, Andy and Lynette, K1RA, K2PI. Thanks for doing the net and interesting topic. Well, I spent this past weekend working CQ Worldwide SSB as a QRP entrant, which was pretty brutal. I spent a lot of time testing out my new Raspberry Pi Node Red. I guess the last thing I did, and it is an amateur radio sort of thing, I have a Stream Deck device over here. That's basically a large set of programmable buttons, each one with their own little video screen. And it's small and useful, and I've used it for a lot of different things here, but I completely revamped my setup here because I found out that I was using only some of the buttons, and I was using them poorly. So I have built this thing and set up with a ham radio daily button, which I invoke and goes to a submenu with all the stuff I would normally do in amateur radio, including, you know, WSJT and N1MM and my logging program. I have an ADSB button, a GOES button, I have an SWL button, SDR, you name it. In any case, it's really kind of made it a lot more useful for me, and I really bought this device to try to avoid having to do a lot of things by hand on the computer, and I think I finally achieved that. So, anyway, that's been my activities for the week. Back to Net Andy, K1RA, K2PI.
Hey, Harv, great. Well, first let me say QRP, sideband, and a CQ Worldwide contest, yeah, you're just asking for punishment. That's tough. So any number of cues is commendable. That's a tough contest to do low power and as crowded as the bands are. And very good on sweepstakes. Yeah, for those who don't know, sweepstakes probably has the most complicated exchange of all the contests out there. It's a serial number. It's a precedent which has some designator with respect to your station's configuration. You have to give your call sign as part of the exchange. You give something called a check, which is the last two digits of the first year you were licensed. And, of course, your ARRL state or section. And you got to get it all down. It's lots of repeats for sure if not quick on the draw. Thanks for your comments, and especially the Node Red. Justin had showed me that some time ago, NB3A, and it's on my to-do list one of these days to play with it. I know N1MM has had for some time a real-time contest dashboard out on the Internet that the contest logger could update in real time how you're doing. So observers of the contest, whether they be participants or not, can kind of see how people jockey for position over the period of a weekend, how many contacts they've worked on each of the bands and what multipliers they've worked. Kind of a bit of like a horse race, but over 24, 48 hours. So I'm kind of interested in the in-station type monitoring. Okay, at the bottom of the list, I think it was Kilo Charlie 3 Papa Foxtrot, but let's see if you're in the machine at all. Give us a quick transmission from K1RA. No, propagation is not good tonight. The colder weather and the lack of humidity in the air has really put a damper on all that great VHF and UHF tropo we had a couple of weeks back. So, yeah, I'll add my comments as far as radio sport and my activities. Contesting, I was licensed almost 47 years ago now this month. I received my license a few days just before the ARRL 10-meter contest, which is coming up the first full weekend in December. It was back in 1976. I was only a novice. I only had CW privileges, but I did make something like 37 contacts that weekend. Now, in 1976, we were at pretty much the bottom of the sunspot cycle, so I believe I was excited to work Illinois on 10 meters. I think it was some e-skip going on. I was living in Connecticut at the time, so basically worked a bunch of people on Groundwave and a couple of spatter, and, you know, New York, maybe Long Island, New Jersey. It was nothing to write home about, but it was still exhilarating nonetheless, and really captured my attention for pretty much all of my ham radio career. Living up in the Connecticut area, I was close to the ARRL. There was a contest club back then known as Murphy's Marauders. Very well-known ham that you should all know. N1MM was a member of Murphy's. Tom was one of my contest elmers. He invited me over to his house one weekend for a CW contest, and I was just in awe of a 120-foot tower and monobanders and big amplifier and he had a Drake pair of equipment. It was a lot of fun to operate CW. By that time, I was a general, so I had some operating experience under my belt. And the one thing I can remember was I would be going back to stations, and he's like, what are you going back to? And I'd be tuning in these very high tonal frequency stations on CW, and Tom was like, I could barely even hear that guy. My hearing is rolling off at about 1200 hertz, and I was picking out these stations at 1300, 1400 hertz calling off frequency that he was kind of amazed that I was hearing them and not the other louder stations. Anyway, for those in this area, Potomac Valley Radio Club is the big contest club in the Maryland, D.C. area if you're interested. you can check out more about them. I was lucky in 1980 when I moved down to the area to be introduced to that club by a good friend, WA3ZAS Paul, who's now K5RT. But he invited me over to W3FA, which was over in Davidsonville, Maryland, and eventually Paul brought me up to W3LPL in the 80s when he was still over in Crownsville. My dad said he eventually moved up to Glen Burnie, but I was with Frank from about 1983 to 2003, so I got a good 20 years in at that station, and it was a lot of fun to operate big antennas, big power, high-end, you know, radios. Definitely, if you have an opportunity to get in a multi-multi, good way to learn, look over people's shoulders, and have some good equipment at your fingertips that you don't have to worry about maintaining. You come in and operate. And, of course, the VHF contest, operating with my dad and some of the Grid Pirate groups under KHGP, Spruce Knob in West Virginia, another fun multi-operator, multi-position setup that we'd done for over a decade on the road. And I don't know what I'll do for sweepstakes this year. Sweepstakes sideband, I placed in the top 10 last year in the low power division. Maybe I'll play in CW. Maybe I won't play at all. Been 25 years since I last operated, so I figured I'd get my feet wet again. Okay, that being said, I'll take a last round of check-ins. If there's anybody new who hasn't checked in yet, first, any new check-ins? This is K1RA. Please call now.
W4VFW, Echo Link.
W8BT.
Okay, very good. Well, we got two last stations. We got Robert, W4VFW, and Travis, W8BT, recognized. So our EchoLink check-in from Tennessee, how are you doing tonight from K1RA? Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for running the net tonight. It's cold here today. It's the first cold day we've had. We had a freeze. And I was on the phone, or I would have been on the net a lot earlier. My sister and I were trying to figure out how we got so old so fast. We still haven't figured it out. Anyway, I'm not a contester. I've been licensed a long time, and I love it that contests are there and have their place and that people enjoy them. But I like to talk too much, so I never was much for contests. Although I must admit, in years past, I picked off a few nice countries on 10 meters during a contest or two. That's all I got. God bless everybody on the net, and it's a pleasure to be here tonight with you fine gentlemen, W4VFW.
Okay, very good. Well, glad to hear you on tonight. Yeah, it's a freeze warning up here in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area tonight. It's quite windy. Last night, maybe early this morning, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, I heard hail hitting the window, and I thought it was leaves, but was later confirmed by someone who was actually on the road that time of day, was actually hailing up here. So, there you go. Winter is upon us. Travis, over to you, W8BT in the group from K1RA.
Hey, good evening, Andy, and all on the net. This is W8BT. I guess my contesting pretty much just consists of the QSO parties that started with Virginia. I've now started working Pennsylvania pretty good the last couple of years. Still haven't worked all 67 counties, but that's my goal for next year for sure. Well, this year I did do a QRP, so I had a little bit of a setback there. Really don't get too much into the DX contest. I mainly just do the sideband ones, and I have trouble understanding a lot of the DX sometimes, but I guess it's good to listen to them and get better, as even with CW, although it's you don't have accents on CW. Although I guess maybe there is, if somebody's hand keying, there may be a slight accent, I guess. But I haven't been on the air too much, but I did hear your dad call out last night that 10 meters was open to Japan. I've seen some Japan stations tonight, but last night was able to work two of them on 5 watts with my ZS6BKW dipole. So that's about all I've got. I should have got into the sweep, the contest last weekend and done some 10 meter stuff, but would have been QRP as well. So, Anyway, that's about it for me. K1RA, W8BT.
Okay, Travis, very good. Yeah, congratulations on working the JAs on 10 meters last night with 5 watts. Just looking at my PSK reporter, it looks like a lot of JAs from Japan coming through on 12 meters right now. A couple of 10-meter stations on the air. Definitely 12 meters seems to be the band to be on, as I guess maybe the night goes on and starts petering out to that side of the world. Now, regarding the Virginia QSO party, yeah, great contest. It's not as challenging or as fast-paced as most of the international and national contests. You can have a little bit more rag-chewing going on, encourage people to get on, explain a little bit to them about what the contest is about, and encourage them to go work others. You don't hear that in DX contests. It's 5-9 over next, thanks, 73. So a little bit different flavor to the QSO parties. And for those who aren't aware, and I kind of knew this but didn't really ever look into it, Rich W8KRZ told me about the state QSO party challenge, which he's been going after. And there is a website called stateqsoparty.com that lists all the state QSO parties, when they happen. And if you enter more than a certain number, you can get recognized. And if you work, I think there's a total of actually 47 of them. You can rank amongst all those folks who are trying to work every state QSO party. So check it out if you're interested in a more leisurely type of contesting, stateqsoparty.com. And that's it for check-ins. I'll take a quick round of any rechecks for our net this evening. This is K1RA. Rechecks, please. Okay, hearing none, coming up to the top of the hour here, so a good time to wrap it up. There being no further check-ins or comments, this concludes the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Thanks, everybody, for participating this evening. I appreciate all your comments and interest in radio sport and contesting. If you have any questions for the net or in general, please reach out to our club. You can get us through FARANET, that's FARANET, at W4VA.org. W4VA.org is also our website. If you're looking for more information about the club and the various events, please check us out on the web. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of the net. I will be heading over to our 70-centimeter UHF repeater for a quick roll call. If you're interested in checking out your UHF equipment, please listen for my call then. Otherwise, this is K1RA, 73 all, and returning the repeater to normal use. Good night.
Node K1RA disconnected. Whiskey 4, Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey disconnected.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor. Affirmative, Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor.
You're on the VHF Warrington repeater, 147-165. This is KD4RUV.
Whiskey Bravo 7. Nothing heard. Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor out.
You're on 2 meters. Everybody's listening on 70 centimeters. You're on 2, Randy.
This is W4VA repeater. PL 167.9 hertz.